Hello, listeners, and welcome to the latest installment of Trends.
Recently unearthed out of a bucket. Time bucket.
Time buckets. Brought to you is Trends. Trends is an improvised podcast where we are given a topic and we thrash about with it in our teeth.
We do. We're like we kind of toss it to sharks in the shark pool.
Exactly.
Thrash it.
We have a big pool
like
of ideas.
Like two sharks fucking.
That's right.
Two great white sharks fucking.
What you're about to hear is a lot like two great whites fucking, but they're both men, so it's really complex.
Ooh.
And they're trying to determine who's in charge. I should mention, I'm one of your hosts. My name is Levi.
He's the top. I'm Daniel Joseph Hetzel.
And Dan has just taken the diminutive position, which
I don't be too sure.
You'll find... you're a power bottom.
We're not gaming. I see what you're saying.
Dan will often take the bottom and then end up actually holding all the power.
I'm versatile, to be honest. I'll take whatever I can get.
So. Okay. This has gone beyond metaphor and I think a little too close to real life, so we should probably just glide along. But we are here for this new episode of Trends, and I want to say good day to you, fine sir.
I say good day to you. Good afternoon.
I haven't... Sure. Or good morning.
Good morrow.
Good morrow.
I worked with a guy who used to say good morrow to everybody, and I just was like, would you cut that out? Like, it just got on my nerves after a while. I'm like... We aren't in a New England town.
True.
We're not in England.
Right. So this is not when you were in New England.
Like, good morrow. I've never heard that before. Like, we're not in Lord of the Rings. Like, as much as I love that universe or world, I don't need you to greet everybody.
Can I paint the scenario for you where I think you'd be okay with someone saying good morrow?
I'm sure there is one. I'd love to hear it.
This would be, you are working in a high-scale restaurant.
Love it already.
And you do a lot of fun things with different meats.
Awesome.
And one of the main things that the chef you're working with, he's an innovator in how he splits open the bone and prepares the bone marrow, but he has a bit of an accent. So he serves it up to you and he says, hey, try that. That's going to be some good morrow.
Now, yeah, I do like that.
Would you get mad or would you be charming?
But you would be super charming. How am I working? What was my position in this restaurant?
Oh, you're a sous chef. You're an apprentice to him.
Beautiful.
You've been working for about 20 years in the restaurant industry.
Wonderful. 20 years and I'm still a sous chef?
At the best restaurant in town. I mean, you were working under this guy because you want to become even better than you already are. You have owned your own restaurants.
So I worked at Applebee's for like 18 years.
No. Not in this trajectory. Okay. No, you did start at Applebee's. It's funny you mentioned that.
No, let's be honest. I probably started at Chili's, Fridays, worked the circuit.
Yeah, it was like a strip mall that you just moved down along. But you got 6 years in, and then you're like, I'm ready for the big leagues.
Yeah, I'm done.
And you went and interned at a restaurant. You didn't get paid for a while.
Worked your way up to
the better restaurants. And then you eventually built up a reputation, made your own restaurant, and then you decided, I'm getting weak. Like, I need to get stronger.
Yeah, it'd be
and there's this guy everybody's talking about in the industry, and you approached him and you said, you know.
Was it Chef LaRue?
Yes.
Jody LaRue. Right?
Jody LaRue, yeah. And you said, look, I know I've got myself established, but I want to break through to the next level, and I think you can take me there. Can I work for you? And he was like, well, I don't know if you can take orders from me. You've been running your own show. And you said, I just want to learn.
Just Chef Jerry LaRue. I just want to learn. I want to be a power bottom to your top.
Exactly. You said that to him, and he knew immediately.
And he cut that marrow open, split it open. I certainly probably put my lips to it and sucked.
You sucked out the marrow, or for him, the morrow.
Good morrow.
Good morrow.
Yeah, because he does have a slight lisp.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's so good to see you today.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Good morrow.
Thank you for coming
tomorrow. Good morrow, fellas.
Thanks for coming to work.
Have everybody tasted all the menu items today?
This knife might not be sharp enough.
Is my cummerbund tight? Because you always wear a cummerbund.
Well, it's the weirdest thing. Everyone's like, he's wearing a cummerbund again.
Well, that's just what Chef Jordan does.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
So congratulations on your new job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Quit this motherfucking shit.
Hey, hold on a second. This changes nothing. You can't get out of this. You have a binding contract.
That's true. I actually am buckled in today. So I thought actually...
Yeah.
Maybe...
I asked him to. You have the shoulder harnesses and the waist thing.
And the seatbelt thing?
Yeah. I know we signed a blood oath, but I was worried that you didn't think that was enough. And I said, look, I think he's going to bolt.
I got to get up sometimes and do shit.
Yeah, you can. You can just get out of it.
I'm acting like a kid. I'm buckled. Yeah. But then why is this even here?
Just to prove a point.
He always loves proving a point.
He's a point prover.
Yeah, he is.
He's big on point proving.
Yeah.
The proof's in the pudding.
He's a PowerPoint prover.
You're a bottom. You're a point bottom.
Power bottom.
You're a power.
A power bottom?
Power boink bottom.
Oh, they're going to say boink bottom.
Boink bottom. I don't know.
Gentlemen!
Wow! Yikes. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you that...
this mighty voice is coming to you from under the table.
That's... I thought it was the table. I'm just going to...
I did too.
Oh, hello there. I thought the table was talking. Sir, you can come out from under the table.
I will not. I prefer standing underneath the table. Here, I'm standing on my tippy toes.
Hold on. You are a short man.
Light hurts my eyes.
Wow, you're bizarre. You're a bizarre...
I'm not bizarre.
I'm sorry. No
tiny
offense.
Fellow.
Okay, great.
But I will poke you in the eyes if you come down here.
No, I'm going to stay up here. Dan, I suggest you do the same.
I don't give a shit.
You're strapped in, so you can't...
Poke through these.
Oh,
I will!
Ow! Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, they defeated you. Why don't you give me the little note?
Okay. Dan just took the tiny note.
I'll give you a little high five.
It's a little...
Thank you.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Wow.
It's pretty,
very nice.
Pretty
that was a tiny high five. It was just one of your fingers in his hand.
And I'm gone.
There he goes.
Look at him
scampering off.
He runs kind of funny.
He does
like,
run
kinda,
funny.
Kinda got a
I don't think he has knees the way he's running. It's like side to side.
I don't.
Oh, wow. His voice really carries.
Yeah, it's powerful.
What did he give you? It's like it looks like a stamp.
Yep.
It's tiny.
Put it out here.
Okay. You got a? Do you have a magnifying glass?
Always.
Wow. You are a man who loves to uncover secrets.
I do. You never know.
And the true sign of that is a magnifying glass.
Always. Yeah. I mean, you never know. Whatever planet I'm on, whatever dimension, this will always come in handy.
That's true. You'll never not need a magnifying glass.
Well, look at here.
I can't. Look at it. I don't have a... Oh, okay. I see.
Look at that. It's a brand new stamp.
Hey.
Monkeys.
Monkeys. Yeah, that's great. So is...
Yeah.
Oh, that must be our topic.
Monkey. Yeah, it's a monkey.
Yeah. All right. Today's
this
trends...
It's a funny looking monkey, I gotta say.
Today's trends... looks like a rhesus monkey. Today's trends topic is monkeys.
Wait, did you say... Wait, rhesus has a peanut butter monkey?
No. It's a different spelling. It's a rhesus. It's got R-H.
Wait, do that again?
Rhesus.
I'm not sure. Racist monkey?
No, it's not a racist monkey, although it does have some white markings.
Yeah.
No, it's a rhesus monkey.
Wait, I gotta try that.
Rhesus.
Sure about that?
Yeah, yes. I know a little bit about monkeys.
Rhesus.
No, you don't have, don't pretend you have no teeth. That's not how you say
it.
No.
Otherwise, how does the wind come out of your mouth?
Rhesus. You just hit the H harder. No, what are you doing?
That's
totally wrong.
Rhesus.
You're making the most unsettling face. I don't like it at all.
No.
Please stop.
Sorry. So where can I find this rhesus monkey?
On that stamp. It's right there.
Fair enough.
You mean like where in the world?
Yeah.
I don't know. Madagascar? I'm not really sure.
It's an island off of Africa.
It's true. They found
tiny... Didn't think I'd know that, did you?
I wasn't going to comment on me being a dick in my head.
You know.
And I'm like, did you read a book about that?
No.
Do you,
I love Africa.
You do love Africa.
I do love Africa.
Is that as far away from Africa as you get, Madagascar?
Yeah, pretty much.
After that, you're like, no thanks.
No more. Nope.
You used to love Asia.
I love it.
Has Africa taken over?
No, I love that whole area. That whole area under Europe, I love. Just under and over.
But not Europe is not for you.
Parts of Europe are.
You hate the West.
I do. I kind of do.
You like the South and the East. That's what you're
Brazil's
all about.
Brazil's not bad, though. I like Brazil.
That's South America.
That is true. Did you just say that? Sorry.
The South and the East.
Thinking about
is
Brazilian girls. And I do love Brazil.
Isn't there a song? Who sings a song where he mentions Brazilian girls?
Brazilian girls?
Yeah.
I believe that's the Beach Boys. They had a whole...
Blech.
Yeah, definitely. Blech. Yeah, definitely. Blech. They had a whole album.
More like Brian Wilson Frown. Do you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Wow, you did. You,
oh, I got you.
You
I
didn't
got
stick
you.
With that at
wow,
all.
No, I got you.
You said no, thank you.
No, I didn't get it.
No, let's move on.
No.
That is unsettling.
I got it now.
That did not work out for me.
I just couldn't
everybody
think of the album name. I got you.
Yeah, it's complicated.
It really isn't.
Yeah, I really
sorry.
Really veered off the beaten path, mentioning the most what is it, the least talked about project he's ever had.
Definitely.
No one spent 20 years talking about. Hey, when's that album coming out?
That does have that vegetable song with Paul McCartney chewing on like
Saturday. I don't care. I hate Brian Wilson.
I thought you were going to say Paul McCartney. I was going to get.
I do hate Paul McCartney too. He's a dick.
He's a dick.
He's a huge dick.
He's a huge dick.
Yeah.
But what comes out of that dick? Beautiful. Wait,
hold on. Yeah. Well, not always.
Not
of late.
In his prime.
Yeah.
His prime.
He's well past it now. He looks like a remanufactured. Mannequin or something.
Looks like a woman.
His face is all twisted.
Looks like an elderly mannequin woman.
It is unsettling.
Yeah. But boy, can he play a beautiful ukulele, can he?
I wouldn't be shocked to learn that he owned a monkey.
Oh, he
Paul McCartney?
Come on. That
wouldn't surprise me at all. It's true.
Yes.
Except for getting over the legacy of the band he was in for, what, 3 months or something?
3 months?
3 years. Well, how long was it?
Eight. And
eight?
He was in it before that. That was only the recording history.
When, you mean like when they were a skiffle group? When they couldn't play any music?
Yeah, they were a skiffle group. I think they were called the Longshore Northmen.
Oh, huge.
And then,
I'd follow that.
But no, they had that time where they got their chops in Hamburg, Germany.
The garage band days.
Yeah. During the cave or whatever that place was. They did a lot of speed. We're in the sex capital of the world. They were young men. I'm sure we can use our imagination.
Hamburg, Germany was the sex capital of the world?
That's what they claim back when you're talking to them like that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, probably wherever they were was the sex capital.
Let's just say if it was a sex capital of anything. Probably a fun place to be when you're 17 or 18.
Hamburg?
On a lot of speed. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, any city on speed is probably, when you're 20, it's pretty fun.
Pretty fun.
Probably.
Pretty good time. Especially Tokyo. Those people know how to live.
Hey.
They love their speed over there.
I believe you. I've never been to Tokyo or on speed.
Well.
I mean, I drink a lot of coffee. Does that count?
A little bit. Not really the same thing.
No? It's different?
A little
bit. Is it similar to just more coffee? Like, is that a similar experience?
It's better.
It's better?
Way better, yeah.
Do you feel crappy afterwards?
Sometimes. Depends what kind you take.
What's different qualities of it, or just volume?
You can get, cheap stuff. You can get, pharmaceutical stuff. Pharmaceutical stuff's usually pretty good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get it? How do you get it?
Me? Oh, I know this wizard named Rudolph. Rudolph, and he walks down the street just handing stuff out to people.
So. I don't think you should take drugs from a wizard walking down the street.
Who else are you going to take
drugs from? Hold on. When you got the speed from the wizard, were you already on something? Because it might have just been a dude in a pointy hat.
Oh. I was on, but, you know, what am I going to do?
Were you on Cialis?
Yes.
All right, good.
Yeah, I was trying to sleep.
Is that what that does?
Yeah, Cialis.
That was a heart medication.
Oh, maybe not. I think that's a boner medication.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe it makes you go to sleep with a big boner because all the blood leaves you.
That speed totally didn't help. That just made me, okay, we can see where this is going.
Yeah. You don't need
that wizard. Rudolph the Wizard.
I like it. They should make a cartoon about him, Rudolph the Wizard.
Yeah, he's in works. It's in works. I mean, they already made that Andre 3000 cartoon. They could definitely make a Rudolph the Wizard.
Wait, hold on. They made an Andre 3000 cartoon?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think it lasted very long.
When?
A couple years ago.
Was Big Boy in it?
No, just Andre.
Am I saying that right?
Big Boy.
There's an I in there, right? Boy.
B-O-I.
Boy.
B-O-I.
Boy.
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 Rhesus.
Rhesus.
Boy.
This is my Rhesus monkey, boy. I think that's the new pet. Hey, you know what we need to do? It sounds like we're both on speed right now, so maybe we should take a quick break, have a little chamomile tea, and come on back. All do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Oh, do you got...
I'm going to no knees this break. I'm going to walk across the room, no knees. No knees break!
Welcome back to Trends.
Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey trends all over you.
That's right. We are talking about monkeys.
Yeah, and it's great because the great Sir Laughs-A-Lot has bestowed this topic on us tonight. And we know that Sir Laughs-A-Lot loves his monkeys.
He must. Yeah. He must to thrust.
We've seen them.
I've seen his monkeys, yeah. He has a menagerie of animals.
He does. It's pretty awesome. I mean, it puts Hugh Hefner to shame.
Yeah, well, a lot of things put Hugh Hefner to shame. The man should have some shame.
Yeah.
But yes, Sir Laughs-A-Lot does keep monkeys.
Is he even a rhesus monkey?
I think he has a rhesus. He has a macaque. He has a bunch of different kinds of monkeys.
Is it an orangutan?
It's not a monkey, Dan. It's a great ape, orangutans.
It is a great ape.
Totally different.
I love orangutans.
Kind of orange.
They always look like they just woke up out of bed.
They do. They have like that ruffled hair and they kind of slow. They will hold eye contact. If you go to the zoo or Sir Laughs-A-Lot's menagerie, look at an orangutan, they will stare at you. Mm-hmm. They don't like grimace much, but they have like depth, look at you.
Yeah, they've seen a lot.
They can see inside of your soul.
I like looking at the little kids because the little kids kind of just.
Yeah, they want to play, but they know they could break your arm too.
Let
me get a piece of that. I just.
One time I was at the zoo, and I know this isn't a monkey, but...
It's fine.
There's a baboon.
Yeah.
They're very colorful.
Especially in the bottom area.
Yeah, this is the area I was talking about.
Okay.
Going for. But this baboon was very recluse. And I don't want to say recluse. He was very restive this day. He was just sitting by the glass, like, kind of almost like he had his feet up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just he just kind of...
Relaxing.
Back, leaned up against the wall. He had a protuberance from his lower area.
I hear you.
Yeah, that... looked like those Play-Doh things where you try to make a star shape.
Yeah, and it squeezes through.
It squeezes out and it kind of comes up and curves out and comes down. That's literally what his dick looked like. He was just like glaring at me.
With just a boner?
Yeah, just me and like a couple inches of glass between him and I'm just...
He's just staring at his dick.
Yeah, and he's looking down at me, looking at it. We literally had a moment where we looked down at his dick and looked back up and he just kind of looked at me. And I was like, all right, you, do that.
Now, okay, This is a question I've actually wondered about myself. Because that's a thing, you know, you go see any of the great apes, like a chimp or orangutan, any of them.
Yep, a great ape.
In a zoo, they seem like they know what's up. Like, they're aware of people, they're kind of angry, and they do want to show you, like, their dick and their asses and stuff.
What would you do if you're stuck in a cage?
That's what I'm saying. You can't help but think about it. Assholes. Like, I would be, if I was locked up, how long do you think it is before you just take your dick out and just start showing it to people?
Like day three.
Really? That's actually,
so fucking bored.
I'm surprised that you go 3 days.
Well, the first day I would probably be like, all right, let's see how long it's going to last.
What the fuck?
Day two, I've tried to find escape routes.
Yeah, yeah.
Day three, no hope.
You give up on day three.
Yeah, show me dick.
There's no way out.
Yeah.
Here's my dick.
Yep.
But I'd feel pressure to have a boner all the time.
Well,
I guess you'd get over it eventually.
Unless they throw Cialis in your cage, you can't.
They might. You think they do that like once a month at the zoo?
Yeah.
Like, it's boner month. I mean, boner day.
National. I'd be great if there's a national boner month.
I celebrate that month.
I celebrate it every day.
You do?
I try to.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I can see Rudolph in time.
But I'm always a little sad when those primates are in the zoo. I mean, I don't like any animals really in the zoo, but the primates, it seems like they're aware that that things are shitty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
oh, yeah.
I should be in a tree.
So whenever you make eye contact with an animal and they got that look in their eye, you're
like,
oh, man.
Like, man, not only am I in a cage, and you're going to come look at me? You could do whatever you want, and you chose this?
Yeah, you can look at my dumb ass.
Like, that's disappointing.
Like, I ain't shit. You should see the rest of the giant jungle where
I'm from. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen ants that'll blow your mind, you know, they're thinking of that kind of stuff.
Dick ain't shit.
Exactly.
That's why I'm here in this fucking cave.
Yeah.
There's bigger dicks back in the jungle.
Yeah. Silverback.
Oh,
they must have a serious.
One time I had a friend back in my art school days that had a photography assignment that he needed to do. And so his idea was to go to the Como Zoo, which is a very depressing zoo here in Minneapolis.
It's improved since this is probably like 15 years ago. It's in St. Paul.
Okay, well, it's very.
Have you been there in the last 10 years?
No, this is like the last time I was there.
It's come a long way.
So basically what this guy's idea was, he was going to dress me up in a gorilla outfit.
Yeah.
He rented a gorilla outfit. We would walk around the zoo, particularly the primate areas, and he would take pictures of me standing in front of the cages with the animals.
I like it.
Yeah, it was great in theory. Awesome. Dressed up like, I had to dress up like a monkey, so we're walking to the...
Not a monkey.
We're walking to the, into the...
Cages, yeah.
The cages and stuff like that. And the first thing we do is we go to the guy who looks just like me.
The gorilla?
Yeah, gorilla. He looked just like me, right? Like,
yeah.
Obviously not just like me, obviously. Even
right, but that's the suit you're wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't realize till I get in there, like, how actually scary this is going to be.
Right.
Know? Like, it doesn't hit me till I'm in there. There's a bunch of kids in the whatever primate house or whatever, there's a bunch of kids, like, you know, I'd say like 7 or 8 or 9 of them. They're all crowded in front of the glass. And my friend, you know, we get in there and he's like, we got to do this quick. You know, we don't want to like piss anybody off.
Right.
It's kind of weird. I'm in a gorilla suit. Like, people are already starting to
speak. Yeah.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
I find it very funny what people get pissed off at.
Yes.
Just like, it's really not a big deal.
Or just that people get pissed off.
Yeah, it's funny. I do find it very funny. So anyway, my friend goes, you know, and the gorilla sees me and I don't have my glasses on. So even without my glasses,
yeah,
I can see that the gorilla sees me. He stops what he's doing, and he literally just walks right over to the glass and just sits there and stares at me. And it's like a male dude, you know?
Yeah,
it's
just
And I was just trying to stay as far away as I could from my friend. Goes, why don't you go right up to the window? And I was like, And then right on cue, this little kid goes, what's that? He said, they held up a life-size picture of the gorilla to the gorilla, and the gorilla punched the glass. And I was like, no, they're not doing that. And, like, he's like, go up and do it. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't want to go do that. And he's like, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
Like, you know, and I literally went up there. Gorilla's head was, like, right by my head, just glaring at me. And I'm like, you got 5 seconds to take that picture, motherfucker. And, like, he took way longer. And I really was, the gorilla didn't do shit. He just glared at me, gave me that gorilla look, like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
If I wasn't in this fucking cage, I would tear your fucking head off, you know? And, like, but then we went to the baboons. We went down 2 cages to the baboons, and I was like, fuck these baboons.
Yeah.
My friend's like, you go stand by the baboons? Hell yeah, I'll go stand by the baboons. And I went right up to the baboon cage, and he's taking pictures, and the next thing I know, I hear this noise. And my friend's laughing.
And was it a car with bass?
I wish.
Yeah.
A baboon bass is the best bass.
That's right.
Anyway, they're known for throughout the jungle for their bass tones.
Damn right.
Anyway, I turn around. All four of the baboons are jumping from the back part of the cage to the front, like doing kung fu kicks.
On the glass?
Ah! Like, yeah. And when I turned and looked, one hit, like, right at my face level. And he was, yeah! My face. Do, 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 do. And I was just like, what the
fuck? They're coming for you.
Yeah, but it was funny. Every house we went into, because we went to other houses.
Yeah.
Every single house, it was the same. We'd walk in, people start looking at us funny. About 2 minutes in, all the kids would start crying because apparently it's really weird that a gorilla's walking around. Even though if I was a gorilla with fucking balloons or ice cream, they wouldn't give a shit. They would let me.
That's true.
And then the parents would get all mad at us, which I don't think they had a right to. I'm just hanging out with
you
my
made their kids cry.
Like, fuck that. Then we had to leave the house. So we had to do that to like all the houses. So we hit all the houses.
Yeah.
You know, it was. I was getting irritated at the parents. I was like,
I like the idea of a man in a gorilla suit mad at anybody.
Well, it's like you have no right. You have no right.
But you're in a gorilla suit, too. How annoyed can you be with anyone?
I'm not doing anything to your fucking kids. I ain't bugging you. I'm just a guy in a gorilla suit trying to mind his own goddamn business. Why don't you mind your own?
Yeah. There's nothing more mind my own business than walking around in a gorilla suit.
At a zoo. Where else would that not seem out of place?
Exactly. It's just exactly right. That's where you want to see that.
Yeah. If I was in a Barney suit, they wouldn't give a shit. Because I'm
different people would be annoyed. Like the dads would be annoyed then to have to see the Barney character. Like they're one chance to get away from him. The Como Zoo that Dan's talking about, they've really updated all of their cages in the last 20 years. It used to be 5x5 cells that they had one or two animals.
Yeah, these are solitary confinement for some of the bad ones.
Gorillas, they had tigers. It was all like solitary, all in these tiny, tiny little cells. It's how zoos all used to be.
Yeah.
And it was like all metal and just like unpleasant. But now they've made bigger enclosures, they have places they can go hide, you know, a little closer to their natural environment. It's still a zoo, it's still a jail, you know.
Yeah.
But it's better.
You think they would, our jail system would be better if they called the zoos?
If people could go look at prisoners,
yeah,
it would change it. I mean, the jail system's fucking atrocious.
You know, guys are weird. You put all guys together, they're gonna fuck something. You
know? I know. And then we'd be going to walk around in the zoo, the people zoo, and everyone would just have their dicks out.
That actually might help. It'd be like the Scared Straight without having to make Scared Straight. You could just go take your kids to it.
Maybe. You know what I think it would do? Make us put less people in jail. Right now, about 70 or 80% of the people in jail in the United States are there because of drug offenses.
Oh yeah. But we need labor and stuff like that. So like the government corporations need labor. So you know, we got to fill those.
They don't even get that much done in a jail, though.
I know.
They don't do that much like manufacturing in jails anymore. You know, we don't need license plates.
I thought they were like.
They do some phone stuff,
like work and stuff like that.
There's some of that. I mean, there's some of that. There's some of the customer service people you talk to are in prison.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
But a lot of them are just people in jail whose lives are ruined, and it doesn't serve society.
Because they don't have a good, reliable guy like Randolph the Wizard.
Exactly. The guy who can help him. You know, that dude might end up in jail. You don't know. It's a real problem. And
you can't keep that guy behind bars, trust me.
No. He'd use his wizardry
to make
the bars melt.
They have to have a special wizard jail.
Yeah, for sure they do.
Yeah
everyone knows that. Can I tell you my favorite sort of like anything related to monkeys, my favorite thing is one of my favorite books is called The Hot Zone. Did you ever read The Hot Zone?
Oh, what is that?
It's awesome. Curious George is not a monkey. I'm just going to say that now. We're not going to get into the whole thing. I don't want to start yelling.
Awesome. It looks like you're in the hot
but
zone.
So there's this book called The Hot Zone. And it is a reporter who also is a scientist. He wanted to go and figure out where a bunch of these viral diseases, viruses came from. Like the Marburg and Ebola virus. You know, like horrible viruses.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people think
like the worst. I don't mean to interrupt you. Like that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, so it talks a lot about where what Ebola does to your system. You know, you have about 3 to 5 days before essentially your internal organs melt. You know, like your brain melts.
I hear your testicles swell up and explode.
Everything does because the virus gets into your red blood cells. It takes them over, makes them swell so much so they explode because it's trying to produce more and release itself and add more.
That's crazy.
Nothing heals. And all your organs are all swelling up, exploding, and then just black and red, dark red ooze is coming out of everywhere of your body.
I'll let you finish. How quick would it be after you found out you got Ebola? Would you have somebody shoot you in the head?
I don't even know if you have time to make that decision because when you find out, there's nothing you can do.
Well, you know what I mean. But like day one, I'd be like, oh, I got Ebola. Kill me now. I don't want to have.
Yeah, maybe. I don't
I'd
know.
Be like, just shoot me.
I don't know.
Please,
pretty unpleasant. There's like a 24-hour incubation, and then you're super communicable. You can make everybody else sick.
Yeah, just by going up and like...
It's not airborne, as far as they know. I mean, there's some question about that.
Let's not find out.
But 3 days in, you're dead. So you don't have a lot of chance to spread it. And you don't have a lot of chance to even be diagnosed, you know? Like, you seem sick, and then it gets bad really fast.
You're
going to die. And then, like, hopefully there's this smaller, like, less severe version called the Marburg virus, which is similar, but it's not as lethal. Like, Ebola, I think they said, kills it's not 7 out of 7 people, but it's, you know, 99% of people who get it are dead. Yeah. Like, you don't survive.
I'm sure there's at least some dude that survived.
And Marburg, it's more like 85%. Like, you have a little better chance, and it lasts longer. It's like 10 to 13 days, jeez, which just means you can spread it more.
And you can also suffer for longer.
Yeah, it's less. So what he did, a lot of people have traced sort of the genetics of Ebola to Africa, to Lake Victoria, like the area around Lake Victoria.
Let's not forget, I don't remember what the original name of Lake Victoria is, but it ain't Lake Victoria.
No, it's not.
White man's name.
It is, but we needed something, and, yeah, you know, Queen Victoria, people like her, so what can you do?
So anyway, they trace it to there?
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of caves near that area where they think, at least where this strain that they found comes from.
Wow.
And it started in other animals, not humans, likely monkeys, maybe some other animals. And it was probably people hunting monkeys who, you know, there used to be the joke about, like, AIDS, that it was, like, people were fucking monkeys.
Yeah, well, somebody fucked a monkey and started Ebola.
That's not it at all.
Sure?
It's people hunted monkeys for food and meat, you know?
Yeah,
and they fuck their food. No, when you cut it up, inevitably there's a lot of blood. You also cut yourself. So you get the blood infected into your system that way. And then these hunters go into town to trade their meat. And they're infected, and the meat's infected, and they're selling it, and it's spreading with everybody else.
A lot of infection going on.
And then it just takes off from there. But because they're so remote, and because it's so virulent that it kills you so quickly, Ebola's never really been able to spread that far. Like, if it got into big cities,
yeah, we'd be done.
It'd be like, the plague, wipe everybody out, toast.
I've heard, I don't know how true this is, but I've heard, like, when I was in high school, I heard that Ebola, like, almost spread to, like, a big city. Like,
yeah, well, that's what Outbreak is kind of about,
yeah,
is where there's been some of these, that movie Outbreak. And so the Hot Zone kind of talks about that.
Clive Barker was going to originally direct
Outbreak,
but he
really
wanted it to show it realistically so that people would...
They said no.
Yeah,
they wanted it more dramatic.
People falling up, and it's literally weird.
It's still pretty gross how they did it.
Don't take out. Threw up in his thing, remember?
Yeah.
Radio throwing up.
Was it Rene Russo in that?
Oh, of course.
It was like
comparable.
Was that pre or post Lethal Weapon 7 or whatever? Which one she was in?
That would have been.
And I think Morgan Freeman's in it too, but he doesn't do a voiceover.
He's not the president.
He's like, I'm trying to drive you to Ebola. Is that fair to do?
Yeah,
that's a good impersonation.
Yeah, definitely fair to do. Yo, you guys talk about Ebola?
Oh, jumpers. Yeah, we were just talking about. The Ebola virus,
yeah. Yeah, I had Ebola.
What?
Yeah, I had Ebola.
You had Ebola?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I did.
Almost nobody survives Ebola.
I did. I'm jumping.
I don't believe it. How did you even get it?
I was hunting around Lake Victoria in Africa.
What?
Yep.
What were you doing in Lake Victoria?
I was stranded there. And we were, like, doing some parachute exercise. I can't tell you why.
Okay. That's weird.
I guess I could tell you why. I was taking this girl out parachuting and stuff like
you
that.
You took a girl... Like, did you meet her in Africa, or you brought her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She'd never been parachuting and shit like that. I was over there sightseeing and doing shit like that, and getting on one of them safaris.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want to hunt anything. I just kind of go look at the animals and shit like
that. Yeah, yeah. Like a giant zoo.
Hell yeah, and I separated myself from the safari, because I'm like that, you know, I just kind of start walking around.
Yeah, you go your own way.
This is bullshit. This is for the white people. You know, and I wanted to walk around and, like, take a look at the where everybody came from, you know, just hang out. I wanted to see Lake Victoria and rename it with, you know, new name. And I got up there, and there's a beautiful woman hanging out by the lake, bathing, you know. And I'm a gentleman. I didn't look, you know, but I did peek.
Of course. You're a man.
Yeah, I peek. But I went over there, and we started talking, and luckily I knew the local dialect, and I found out she'd never been parachuting. And so I said, well, hey, why don't we go parachuting?
Wait, how does that even come up? Is that like one of your lines with the ladies?
You just got to... With ladies, you know, I gotta know the region where you're at. I was like, what has this girl probably never done, you know? She's probably never parachuted. Because I didn't start with that. I started with slinkies first. She knew what a slinky was.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that. And it's only worked once, the slinky thing, by the way.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And it worked with one of Dan's girls. I actually stole them from him. Thanks.
Yeah, that's...
You're welcome. Anyway, so I went to parachuting. And after parachuting, I was going to say boomerang, but she'd probably seen a boomerang and stuff like that. But so I'm glad I went with parachuting. She'd never been parachuting. So I actually told her to wait there. I said, why don't you freshen up? You know, she said, that's what I'm doing. I said, well, why don't you continue freshening up? I'll be back in a half hour. You know, and I called a rhino over to me. They hopped on the rhino, had him ride me in, rode him into town, had him drop me off. And I got somebody to, you know, hire a plane and parachutes and whatnot. And, we went out there, I grabbed her, and we went back up into the air, and we were going to parachute. And we landed in a cave that had a bunch of monkeys in it and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, and they cut me. They cut her.
The monkeys cut you? Did they have knives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had little monkey knives.
What the hell?
Yeah, who knows? They were going to kill us and eat us for food.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I saved her. But I stole one of the monkey knives from the monkeys. We had a little monkey knife fight. They're real tiny little knives because these monkeys weren't very big.
Yeah, of course.
So it was like almost Swiss Army knife size, but didn't have all the fancy accoutrements to it. It did have a tweezers, so they were advanced a little bit, but they didn't advance as much as we had yet, you know, with their Swiss.
No toothpicks.
Yeah, and stuff like that. You know, no toothpicks, just tweezers.
Yeah, sure.
And stuff like that, you know, because, you know, monkeys got a lot of hair. And, like, you know, we fought a little fight like that, and he cut me and I cut him, and I think some of our blood intermingled, and the next thing you know, I'm in the hospital.
With Ebola.
With Ebola. My testicles were super big.
But you lived?
Yeah, I lived.
Did they quarantine you? Like, yeah, were people freaking out?
They shut the whole hospital out there to get me cut off. You know what worked, though?
What?
Crushed aspirin.
Crushed aspirin stopped Ebola?
Not aspirin. Crushed aspirin. It's something to do when you crush it.
No, that's not possible.
It worked for me. I said, we've tried everything else, gentlemen. Why don't we try what's in my pockets here? Aspirin. It's all right, we've tried everything else. Tried it first, like I said.
Yeah.
Waited a couple minutes, nothing happened. Then I crushed it.
With your hands?
Yeah, we had to snort it after you crushed it.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You had to snort it, not with your hands. You had to have like a copper spoon. Luckily, they had a copper spoon there.
I think you're talking about heroin, John Furst.
No.
That sounds a lot like heroin.
Sure about that?
No, I'm not sure. I've just seen movies, but...
Well, because...
You cook the aspirin in a spoon, and then you injected it into your veins?
I crushed it, then I snorted it.
Oh, so it's like cocaine.
Yeah, that would have been my next step. If that hadn't worked, I would have cooked it in a spoon and tried to inject it, because, you know, how else am I going to get it into my body?
It's the most...
I'm not going to put it on my butt. You know,
why is that even a...
That's the last recourse. Never put anything up the butt, even though it'll affect you better.
There's less of a membrane to protect.
Yeah, but the swelling went down, my testicles went down, although it looked pretty cool for a while. They were pretty big, like, you know.
I don't want to even visualize.
Like, pretending like I was dribbling them and stuff like that. You know?
When you had Ebola, you were doing a little dance.
Like, it doesn't hurt as much as people say.
Now you're just a genetic anomaly. That kills most people.
I mean, that's amazing.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I ain't most.
You're impressed. But you're clear now? Like, you're not going to give us Ebola or anything, are you?
Oh, no, I've been clear for many years. This was like 10 years ago. 10 years ago and stuff like that.
All right.
The big Ebola hype was going on and stuff like that.
Oh, it was sort of kind of trendy?
Yeah, unless it's one of those hidden, like, hidden Ebolas. You know, just going to take 10, 15 years to gestate.
Go dormant, yeah.
And stuff like that. Get a new strain of it.
That could happen.
But stay away from, don't stay away from Lake Victoria. Just stay away from a certain cave over there. If you see a monkey with a knife around Lake Victoria...
I don't imagine I'm going to spend a lot of time at Lake Victoria.
It's a beautiful place. Personally. You should go. Victoria Falls is beautiful.
I've heard it's beautiful.
Wonderful. One of the 19 wonders of the world.
It's a wonder. That's what matters. Yeah. I'd probably go to the pyramids first.
Yeah, but don't believe what they say about Ebola. It's kind of pleasant.
I mean, I'm glad you survived, but that is an amazing story, and I have no interest in getting Ebola. I'm certain it would kill me immediately. I think I'd die sooner.
Right away. Dan would die like an hour or two.
Dan has a pretty robust constitution.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, imagine what he's been through, and he's still alive.
That is true. Sorry about that, Dan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, you got to take that into consideration.
Well, it just reads out in fantasy books. I don't know about him.
Right, and he survives it. I mean...
He does. It's true. It is true. I didn't think about that, Levi. Thank you. You educated me today.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go back outside. I'm going to read my Demon Prince book that I'm reading.
Thanks. The
second one.
Thanks, Jumpers, for coming in.
Well, thank you.
See you later. There he goes.
Wow, what a story!
I don't think he's a liar, but that's amazing. I can't believe anyone.
He's an amazing man. He's had quite a sorted task, you know.
It's true. He's really had quite a life for how young he is too. He's only in his forties or something.
I keep telling him to write a book, but he's like, you know, I'll just walk around.
Yeah, he's not the type. Yeah, he just likes to spread his story word of mouth. You know, that's more his thing.
I've heard most of his stories, so I suppose I could write him down. You know.
Yeah, you could do that for sure. You totally could.
Maybe I'll do that one of these days.
It's a good idea.
Damn it, break.
Welcome back to Trends.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Oh, well, Louis Armstrong just showed up, and we are talking
Trends.
About...
Bye, Louis.
Bye. Thanks for coming by, Louis.
Louis doesn't have any knees.
Hey, weird. He's walking all side to side. Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. A man never worked a hanky so well.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed. Yeah. You're a bit of a Louis Armstrong aficionado, aren't you, Dan?
I like him. There's a certain period of his I like.
The
hot trumpet, fives and hot sevens.
Trumpet period?
The 20s, the 25 to the 27s, 28s.
You like him or Dizzy Gillespie better?
Ooh, Louis.
Or do you like Louis Armstrong? So I'm gonna have to like a Branford Marsalis? Yeah, or anybody in the Marsalis family?
They're pretty good too, I guess. I don't know. I don't know a lot about them. Do you like Louis?
Louis Armstrong or Louis Pasteur?
Both. Both are pretty important.
I'm a big fan of Louis Pasteur.
There's great footage, if you see, of Louis from 1933.
Louis Pasteur?
Yeah. High as a kite. Like,
really?
Playing a trumpet, like, you know, singing songs.
What do you think he's high on?
Oh.
If you're Louis Armstrong, it's the 30s. Is it the 30s?
Yeah.
What's the drug? Is it opium?
Weed.
Really?
Yeah.
Just weed? Just...
Yeah, that was everybody smoked that shit. Not everybody, but a lot of dudes did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll see him. His eyes are big, and
that doesn't seem like weed, then. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he's, like, bugging out.
Oh, he was bugging out. Like, you know, come on, they didn't have shit.
That's probably
there.
Some kind of uppers, right? I mean, that's like
they
a speed.
Probably took a little bit, but it's 33. They did weed, you know, and stuff like that.
So. I know, but weed doesn't make you all jazzed up
some
and
of it does.
Hyped?
It depends what kind you get.
Man, you really know a lot about drugs, we're learning tonight, today.
I have nothing else. Hey, drugs are the...
Window to the soul?
Window to make the world wonderful. That's all I can say. This miserable world a little more wonderful.
I don't know if that's true.
Add a little color to this miserable world.
So, they've done a lot of testing on monkeys. Like, that's a big thing. Like,
they still do that?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, it's hard, not as much. When I was growing up, my father... was a research scientist, and so I'd actually go visit his lab, and they had a bunch of cancerous mice. You know, they gave the mice cancer, and then they'd try out how to treat the cancer and see how the cancer developed. And they even had some monkeys in his lab who had like big tumors on their like throats.
Jesus, come on now,
it's pretty unsettling, you know. But when you're a kid, you're just look, it's animals.
As opposed to,
Well, I mean, they're helping humanity, but that was like cancer research. The thing that's not done as much that you used to do a lot of is cosmetics research on animals.
Yeah.
You know, like put lipstick on this monkey and see if it makes the lips swell up are they still pretty? Yeah, eyelashes. Yeah. The rabbits have like eyelashes, so you can try eye makeup on them.
Yeah.
But do you think one of the people's jobs at the cosmetics place is just like aesthetics? You know, like not if there's going to be a rash or an infection, but just like, does this look pretty?
Yeah,
you know, like,
definitely.
Is there somebody who's like, well, let's go get Jean. She'll tell us if this rabbit is prettier with this eye shade or that eye shade. And, like, that's her whole thing. It's like, she just knows what...
Do you think they would, like, dress them up in dresses and stuff?
Probably, to get the full effect. Okay. You know, like, you got...
Let's see if the males would respond better to what...
You got a rhesus monkey, and you're like, I'm going to put some rouge on its cheeks. But I want to make sure it's working, and I'm going to get the right sundress, you know, to put it on.
Definitely sundress.
But it's a tiny dress, so it's little, you know, like a little tiny, like kid sundress. Put it on the monkey, put on the makeup, and then, you got to show that monkey to other monkeys and say if they get excited.
Yeah, then it works.
And if they get all crazy, hopped up and down, and, you know, like start going bananas.
Going. Yep.
Then it's a success. You roll that out on the market, and that's where Maybelline comes from. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Oh, my goodness.
This episode is brought to you by Maybelline. Maybelline. It'll bring out the monkey in you.
Aww.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I had to read that copy.
It's okay. We have to do it at times.
Yeah. The show won't fund itself.
No, absolutely not.
Although it is funded by Sir Laughs-A-Lot, so I don't know why we have to do ads. It's a little frustrating.
Weird. He can just do that himself.
Well, he doesn't even need advertising. I think he just likes it.
Yeah.
Like, he just likes moving units.
He told me he's going to set up, Jumper said he's going to set up cameras in here so he can watch us.
Are we going to, like, have people be able to download a video feed? And
no, it's just going to be going straight to Sir Laughs-A-Lot.
That's a closed-circuit TV kind of thing?
Yeah, he's going to put 32 cameras in here.
How long after the cameras are installed in our studios do you think it is before you just take your dick out and start showing your dick?
Probably like day 4 or 5.
Wow, longer than the zoo.
Yeah.
Because you can leave.
Maybe 5 episodes.
Because you could go somewhere else and show people your dick.
Oh, yeah, I can do it anytime, the day or night.
So, this is an honest question.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing, you know, like I think a thing high school kids do is like moon people, you know, show their ass to people. And then I've known people who like to show their dick off.
Yeah, that is a weird.
But I don't get that. Do you get that at all? Have you ever wanted to just show someone?
My brain's not wired that
way. Here's my dick. So,
yeah.
Like
it's that thing of like getting excited by the shock and awe that you're.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's like those dudes that expose themselves on subways. And stuff.
Right. I just have never been proud enough of any parts of myself.
Oh, I haven't either.
Where I'm like, take a look at this.
Well, that's what you hear sometimes. Even though when they do it, like it's nothing really much. You know, like you don't see generally good looking guys doing it. It's usually like, you know.
Right, right.
Like sad.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had anyone just show me their dick like that.
I have.
You have?
Yeah. I asked for it though.
Well, that's not.
Well, there was a guy who said I got my dick pierced, and I was like, show me. And I said as a joke. And, okay.
Like, oh. Were you at a party or?
No, it was
at. Were you at the dentist?
I was at art school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's different. I mean.
I was like, oh, okay.
He probably did bring it up to show people.
Yeah, and I was the first one to be like, show me. And he did. You know.
Was it?
We got a pierce.
Was it the tip, the Prince Albert?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like it hurt.
That seems like a terrible idea.
Well, my friend had a video class. I think video two was where you made documentaries.
And yeah, yeah, like yeah. And
somebody documented their friend getting his penis.
Really?
Yeah.
And then showed it in class?
Yeah, and my friend came back from class, like came back from lunch, he had this look on his face as my roommate. I was like, what's going on? And they like, oh my God, we had to watch this video. I was like, yeah. I was like, what? What? Why don't you tell me what it was? And he's like, well, you know, it was a guy getting his penis pierced. And he's like, the thing was, and they're like, they showed it? He's like, yeah, they showed it. They showed his reaction while he was doing it. Like, for how long? Oh, for a good 5-6 minutes. And he's like, and you have
what?
To be, it had to be hard to get this particular, like, a piercing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, what was the guy doing? What do you think he's doing? He's like, he was screaming, like, bloody hell, for like six minutes.
Why did he do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's what people do, you know?
Wait, so he had to have a boner the whole time, too?
I guess for whatever piercing this was that this person filmed.
So is there a piercing fluffer? Like, someone to keep you hard?
I think his girl was with him, but, yeah.
That's terrible. Why?
Can you think of anything harder to get hard about?
Than, yeah, right.
Then I'm going to be in an immense amount of pain in this area in a second. Let's get it on.
Yeah. You know, maybe they played that, a little Al Green.
Probably.
And then, that'll give anyone a boner.
Well, that's actually Marvin Gaye. Yeah,
Shut up. Yeah. What does Al Green say? Let's stay together. That's what I'm thinking of. That's more romantic. Yeah, what's more romantic song? Let's get it on or let's stay together?
Well, I think let's stay together is more romantic because let's get it on is a little dirty. So if you want to get on the dirty tip, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
So do you play let's stay together first and then let's get it on?
Yeah.
Or would you play let's get it on and then if it goes well,
let's
stay together?
Towards the end of that little love mix, you know what I'm saying?
So just real quick, because we got to move on to other stuff. Give me like the 10, and what's the 10 songs of the love mix that you play?
Okay.
Incorporating let's get it on and let's stay together.
All right.
And I'm not going to, this is on you.
Don't go back to Rockville, but I am.
Really?
Yeah, we're getting set down, we're getting drinks ready, we don't have to pay attention to music.
Okay, I like it.
Number 9 would be, something by D'Angelo, Pepper Brown Sugar. Get some of your brown sugar.
Nice,
that'd be nice. To set the mood on that.
That's right.
You know, so just to let her know, like, hey, this shit could heat up in a second.
That's right. But it's got a little pop still. It's not too slow.
Maybe we've been looking at each other all night wanting to do it. So
yeah.
That's the open invitation first. Like,
right,
you,
right.
You can if you want. Do you want some of my brown sugar? No, we can wait. All right?
Great. It's like an invitation.
Yeah, yeah. Song number 7.
Good.
Would probably be, what's that song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Really?
Yeah.
The Charlie Daniels Band?
Yeah. That's
what for?
What
does that do?
Well, that's when I get up. Do you want another drink?
Okay.
I'll be like, you know, if it's an alcoholic drink, I've got to get another drink. You know, do you want me to call, Randolph the Wizard?
And you know, something to have a laugh about. Like, isn't this a stupid
song?
Funny?
Did you ever see
Lazy so dumb?
To this song? You know,
right.
Like okay.
Does that song have the chicken in the bread pan picking out dough lyric in it?
Something like that. I don't know.
Chicken in the bread pan picking out dough.
Yeah, that's right. I think so.
Anyway, talk about nope, child, no.
Okay, then song number 6.
You didn't like that I sang that.
I love it.
That's fine.
It makes me want to get up and get drinks. Song number 6. Would be, probably be...
This is important. This is a transition.
I would put Al Green on it, though.
Al Green?
Because we're getting
Let's
close
stay
to
together?
A point.
Or a different Al Green song.
I'm a Ram.
Really?
You know that one?
No, sing a little.
Hey,
you're just
I'm
snapping.
A Ram now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet your life, dude.
When?
He's like, I'm a Ram now. And I want to get next to you.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's a dirty song.
Yeah.
You know, so she wants to get it on after, you know, we can have that thing again.
Yeah, 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 of course.
Like song number 5, let me see, would probably be something by Tina Turner.
Yeah?
Probably Tina Turner, probably Private Dancer. I'm your private dancer.
Dancing for
so
money.
So she wants to get up and give me a private dance.
Is there any Stevie Wonder in here?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Sorry, jump the gun.
And then I just have Stevie Wonder on random, all my Stevie Wonder on
oh,
random.
Just it so filters it, in.
Boom. Yeah,
all right.
Just whatever hits.
Because he has a song that's like perfect for like couplehood. He has a bunch, but.
Which one were you thinking
there's
of?
There's the one about like Chip Off the Old Block or something like that. No, not Chip Off. What is it? I can't remember what it is.
I'll probably pick something off of Inner Visions.
Okay.
Or
all right.
This is final finale. Maybe even Talking Book, you know, or probably something like that.
Okay.
You know. Ooh, I know a good one for Talking Book. Woo! All right, yeah.
What is it?
I can't remember the name now.
Okay. Well, how's it go?
When I Fall in Love. with you.
Oh, yeah. When I fall in love. Is that right?
Yeah, you got to wait for the end, too.
It'll be forever.
The last 30 seconds of the song is the best part. Because he goes in this whole other song.
Just all right, what's next? What's next?
Okay, I'm number four. Number four would be Let's Stay Together.
Mm-hmm,
in case
mm-hmm.
at that point I've lost her.
And I yeah, you're right. Hey, yeah.
Song that's... number three would be The Misfits. Because she's a punk girl.
Sweet. What song?
Not I Got Something to Say. You know, not that song. You know, I Raped Your Mother Today. Not that
right.
one.
Right, no. That's a terrible idea.
Why can't I think of the name of that one? Probably Angel Fuck.
Okay, perfect.
And Little Angel Fuck. I know that's not the title.
Right. No, you'd say that. You're My Little Angel Fuck.
Then number two, probably some more D'Angelo. I'd probably put something off of Voodoo off that. Probably, you know, that 8-minute one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Go on.
Marvin Gaye.
Let's get it on. And if that doesn't work, that's it.
Done. Then I can just get a boner and impale myself.
That's right. You know. And start screaming. Yeah. And say, it's for a documentary. Well,
mm-hmm.
I have to say, I think you pointedly left off No Genesis. You didn't have any Genesis songs on there.
I didn't even say No Genesis to make sure there was no Genesis.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. You didn't point out that you
which
wouldn't.
Which Genesis would you do?
You wouldn't have any I Can't Dance.
What's that one?
Yeah, it's terrible.
How's it going?
I Can't Dance. No.
Was that with Peter Gabriel?
Yeah, he was in that too, I think. I don't know.
Was it pre-film?
I regret bringing up Genesis.
What about, was that one? An Illegal Alien.
Yeah.
It's. Fun.
That's terrible. Yeah, how were they such a thing? How did they get to be such a big thing?
Genesis?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
All right.
I literally don't.
Hey, you know, talking about music, we've been kind of, you know, elephant in the room here. The Monkees.
Who?
The Monkees?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about, that's a topic for you.
No, the Monkees.
Yeah. Yeah, what about them?
Never, just forget it.
Like a cartoon band?
Yes, it is like. Do you really not know the Monkees?
No, we're the Monkees.
I feel like you're fucking with me.
You like the Beach Boys?
Kind of. Yeah.
That sounds like a.
I hate the Beach Boys.
You do?
Can I put that out there? Is that hurtful?
You mean Monkees with two E's?
Yeah. Oh, was I pronouncing it wrong?
That's why that was my problem.
Okay,
I know
sorry.
What you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Do I like the Monkees?
Yeah, didn't they have an album? I mean, a movie? They made a movie, right?
They made a movie, they had a TV show.
What was their movie called?
The movie's called Head.
Head.
And it was directed by Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Yeah.
I never saw the Head.
I guess some people like it. I'm not a big Monkees fan, so I don't know nothing about it. Don't know nothing about it.
Don't. That seems
that's
like a
my
song.
Autobiography,
don't know nothing about it. I'm just sitting here trying to shout it. Thanks for getting my bag on a song that doesn't exist. I really appreciate that.
That's what I'm here for.
For the vocals.
Well, you ever seen that TV show? It's pretty.
Yeah, I had that theme song. Here we come, walking down the street.
Didn't
get some funniest looks from
the dude that always wore the hat? Didn't he?
One of them, Peter Tosh, Peter something.
Peter Tosh. I think, didn't his mom or him, didn't he invent, like, whiteout or something like that? He invented something like that.
Whiteout?
Yeah, something.
Really?
Something, like, that doesn't seem that significant, but is.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, and that would keep you rich for life.
Yeah, for sure.
He did something like that.
Who's the one, Mickey Dolenz? Was he the drummer?
He is the drummer.
He's been, always in a sitcom. He always guest starred on sitcoms.
Yes, he's always wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
This week it's Mickey Dolenz! Like, since the 70s, he's been in every sitcom.
They were always on, I've never seen him on Full House.
Oh, yeah. I think Mickey Dolenz was on Full House.
I'm sure he was. Everybody did the Full House circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Kokomo? With the Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, yeah. I wanna. Why do I know that song? To Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Kilago. Well, now I have to do the song. Baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast, and then we'll take it slow.
Because you're 900 years old.
That's where we want to go. Way down in Kokomo.
I bet you the tourism industry for Kokomo went downhill after that song.
I don't think so, man. Everyone went there to see people make drinks, like juggle cocktail drinks. You know, like throw them up in the air and...
Yep.
You don't get any of the references I'm making today.
Yeah, I hate Tom Cruise so much.
No, Tom Cruise is all right.
What?
Yeah, he's just on some tough times.
Tom Cruise is a person I have yet to see in any movie that he's ever been in.
What?
And not be aware that there's a camera 2 inches from his head.
Recording. What are you talking about?
Get all the reality out of it. Come on.
On Top Gun, it was like a documentary about pilots.
That's true. I will give you that.
Like a documentary.
That one movie.
Days of Thunder, like a documentary about race car drivers.
I'm sorry about that.
A documentary.
What's that one movie that's
Risky Business was like a documentary about pimps.
Across, like,
Risky Business.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a he became a pimp.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
God, that's the song I heard so much at every wedding I was ever at when I was a kid.
People play that at weddings? Did everyone slide across the floor in their socks? And were they wearing just boxers?
No, at the time. Probably later.
How many? Be honest. How many? Tell me the truth.
Okay.
Now, how? No, don't.
Honest, no.
Don't. Just be straight with me. Don't try to dodge. Now, just totally.
No, I'm not shooting from the hip here. So.
Okay, but I want you to consider it and just, you know, forthcoming.
Yeah.
How many? I feel like you're not. Are you ready? Because this is a serious question.
Shoot from the hip, like I said.
I don't know what that means.
Shoot
but
from
I don't,
the boot. Shoot from the hip.
That's not even.
Shoot from the bottom.
Why aren't you?
Show me your dick.
I'm not. Okay. We're not in a cage.
You're having, throw it at me.
We're not in a cage. All right, I'd show you my dick.
Thank you.
How many people hurt themselves trying to slide across hardwood floors in their socks after the movie Risky Business came out? Like, do you think there was a spike in emergency room visits
from
dumbasses sliding?
Floor
splinters? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
oh, I'm sure.
And, like, shattered knees, like older guys falling down.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, you know, dislocated shoulders from people falling over.
Those facts up. I'm sure it's probably spiked by 80% for, like, the whole run of that movie.
Right.
Show run, every time it's, like, shown, there's probably somebody, some dumbass does it.
You know? Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally.
But in this modern day, we have things other than wooden floors to slide on, so I'm sure, like...
Exactly.
We've overcome that.
We've linoleum.
We evolved from hurting ourselves.
And fake wood.
Fake wood, and sometimes that weird cold stone stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's like you just said monkeys to me. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
Yo.
Jumpers.
Do you want the guests or something?
Yeah, we got a little off the rails.
He's like reading over my shoulder and shit.
Well, we were singing and then, you know.
I heard you.
Yeah, it's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, shut the door. Did you hear me? Like, the door was actually not shut, but I opened it and shut it again just to give you guys the impression that, like, hey,
we noticed.
People don't want to fucking hear that shit.
We noticed. Yeah, why don't you, can you get the guest in here? Because we're actually short on time. We have like 4 minutes.
I get him in here.
Before the system just powers off if we reach our time limit.
You guys are just going to stop if you guys keep going.
Yeah,
he's going to get pissed.
Well, I don't want to make any mad.
There he is.
Dan, we really should have been on point about this. Sorry. It's my mistake.
We need to have a clock in here or something.
You're right. We should get a clock. That's my fault. Hello, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
I was going to be here.
You can just talk right into the microphone, sir.
Which one?
Yeah, right in front of you
this
there.
This guy's? Well, you can't take it. I'll have this one. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, just take Dan's. That's fine.
That's my mic. Thank you. That's good to be here. Sir Lancelot sent me along here to enliven you guys with knowledge.
Great. Well, we just have the last few minutes of the show left, and we would love to talk.
How long is the show?
It's like an hour long.
Oh, I'm just coming in now?
Yeah. We just kind of do the guest at the end. It's like a dessert for the listeners.
Fine. I don't mind being dessert for anybody.
So you're the grand finale.
Great.
So we were talking about monkeys today.
Oh, and, I'm an expert on monkeys.
You are? Yeah. Maybe you could just introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, my name is Dr. Hathaford.
Dr. Hathaford?
Hathaford.
Great. Nice to meet you, sir.
Yep. First name's Robert.
Okay. Great.
I work at the Monkey Institute of Texas.
I've never heard of the Monkey Institute.
Texas? Yeah.
Okay.
You've heard of Texas, right?
Of course.
Yeah, we do things bigger and better in Texas, and that's where our Monkey Institute is. It's the biggest monkey institute in all of the United States.
MIOT. Would you call it the Monkey Institute of Texas, MIOT? Would that be the acronym?
I don't understand.
It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see, I wrote it out there.
I got you, yeah. We would definitely call it that. Actually, do you mind if I borrow that?
No, yeah, please.
MIOT.
MIOT, yeah.
MIOT?
It doesn't matter.
My at.
Hey, Dan, you don't have a mic right now.
Hold your
horses,
young man. Or hold your monkeys.
Hold your monkeys.
Hold your monkeys.
I like that.
I like that, too.
That's a good little play on.
Joke that we made at that guy's.
So what kind of research do you guys do at the Monkey Institute?
Oh, we just study the effects of human behavior on monkeys.
The effects of human behavior on monkeys?
You know, like we'll give them cigarettes, have them smoking cigarettes, and we'll throw parties, and we'll have the monkeys walk around the party smoking cigarettes.
What? You give monkeys cigarettes?
Cigars, pipes.
What does that have to do with human behavior?
Well, sometimes we'll have them blow bubbles. We'd just like to see how they act if they're acting like humans. It's very crucial to get into the mind of an animal and see how they'd act if they were human. Then we can understand ourselves even better.
So you teach monkeys how to behave like humans?
We'll just see how they react if we give them human things.
Okay. But you're not like, training them to smoke.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny to watch at a party. If you're at a party and there's, if you were at a party and a monkey showed up in a tuxedo and he was smoking, wouldn't you, would that be the focus of attention at a party?
Well,
now sometimes, I mean, we just have these impromptu parties sometimes.
We'll that sounds hilarious, but.
The monkey's really good at it. We'll get everybody together.
But I don't see how that's like an academic institute. You're just like training party monkeys to show up. It's all research
and negative. We learn from watching ourselves. Well, we can learn the most from that.
I mean, that's an insightful statement, but it seems to me like you're just taking monkeys and training them to entertain.
It's quite fun also to watch a monkey do hula hoop. And,
okay, I would like to watch that.
Yeah, it's very
fun. Are they tall enough to actually make a hula hoop?
They're better hula hoopers than us.
Really?
Oh, far better.
That's surprising.
Also, they're better at throwing paper around.
Throwing paper?
Just grabbing a bunch of paper and chucking it in the air.
I mean, that would be fun.
You and I could do it right now. It would be mildly amusing, but
that's true. Monkey do it. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, there he is.
So,
we also sometimes have monkeys, drink punch out of a bowl or, like, serve punch to people.
So you just have them do human stuff.
Karate demonstrations are great. We'll have a monkey break the board, like, 6 boards.
Really?
We'll have them get it. We'll turn the party into a dojo, and we'll have them dress up in a little karate outfit, and we'll get boards out and have them break his boards. Well, if he's a real good monkey, he'll even go, because they can't quite say it. And sometimes, shouldn't be saying this, we give monkeys little knives, and we have them have knife fights.
That's awful.
No, it's fun.
It's
dull knives. They're not going to hurt anybody.
You're mistreating these monkeys.
No, they're having a great time. Monkeys know how to live better than you are. That's what we learned from them.
But they
they're carefree.
They're not meant to live like humans and
No, they're not. They're supposed to live like monkeys.
But
they're carefree. They don't have any laws of society to hold them down, so they can have knife fights.
But
they can do karate demonstrations. They can smoke cigarettes and cigars and serve punch to people and hula hoop. They can do all of those things at the same time.
Sir, this is,
I couldn't do that.
Dr. Hathaford, this is really upsetting. It seems like these are abused monkeys. Like, this is...
They're living better than you are.
I don't get in knife fights. My life's not at
have
risk.
Have you ever been in a knife fight?
No,
it's exhilarating, isn't it, young man? Yeah, it's a hell of a lot of fun.
How does Dan? I guess, yeah, that's believable.
You know that.
I know.
Knife fights I had. Give me that knife fight.
Yeah, stop, guys. It's these are funny visuals.
Blood bubbles. Did I mention monkeys blood bubbles? That's awesome.
No.
Serving you ice cream and having them eat it in front of you is really awesome, too. They eat it very funny.
Monkeys can do this?
Yeah, they eat ice cream.
That's amazing. I mean...
Sometimes if they'll lick it too hard because their tongues are bigger than ours, and sometimes I'll loosely put a scoop of ice cream on a cone and it'll fall off on the ground, and, you know, they'll get down on the ground and try to lick it up off the floor.
You're mistreating... And then you're just renting out animals to parties and mistreating them.
We're not renting anything out. These animals respond positively to our human experiments, and we just have a party gather around them.
Well, how are you funded? How does the Monkey Institute of Texas make money?
Oh, they just give us money.
Who does?
The government of Texas.
So you're state funded.
I think we're funded internationally, actually.
You're internationally funded?
Yeah, we have people come in from all. We sometimes have Japanese businessmen come by and. I think after they're done having their hooker time and the prostitute time, they come and have parties with us. They love to see the monkeys.
You're just training dancing monkeys.
Sometimes when the Japanese guys are there, we'll get the monkeys to have sumo fights. We'll get them in those little tiny sumo suits and we'll have them have fights and stuff like that. It's very funny, very entertaining.
Sir, that is awful. That is a terrible use of monkeys. That's not okay.
Oh, it's perfect use of monkeys. Monkeys are on this planet to show us and teach us things.
Yeah, but they're not... you shouldn't be... These are you're abusing monkeys, and it's for profits and your own entertainment, and that's wrong.
Monkeys love it; they have a great time. I've had monkeys come up to me afterwards and say to me, "That was the best time I think I've had in my entire life."
What are you talking about? There's no talking monkeys.
Well, they have a language.
What do you mean they have? How do they talk? How do they speak?
And they gesture with their eyes.
Those are just noises. No, this is atrocious, sir. You are misusing and mistreating these animals.
I hardly doubt so.
And it's inappropriate.
We'll go to one of our parties sometimes. Sir Laughlaw's been to many of our parties.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to speak ill of Sir Laughlaw.
You ever seen a monkey lick an envelope? Very funny.
No, I haven't. I would like to see that. Maybe Dan and I could come down and watch.
Well, you could. I'm not going to invite him.
Well, but...
He could come if he wants to get in a karate outfit and have a karate fight with one of these.
You want Dan to fight a monkey?
I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm back on board. Let's have Dan fight a monkey.
You have a knife fight, young man?
I don't want Dan to have
Sometimes it's fun. We sometimes give a toolbox to a monkey and see what it'll build.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You ever have him type anything on a typewriter?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I believe one time one of the monkeys in an hour typed Carrie, the first draft of Carrie.
The Stephen King novel?
Yeah.
That's impossible. I
actually punched it up, made it better.
If such a thing as possible. I don't want to.
You're a big Carrie fan.
Great Stephen King.
Well, I'm just really conflicted because it sounds really entertaining, but it seems like you're just abusing these monkeys.
Why are those red lights going off on your
Oh, we're running out of power. We have just
reached...
Oh, we got to say goodbye, everybody. Bye.